Unit 20. New York City is rich in museums. One that is probably the first of its kind in America is called the Museum of Broadcasting. It opened its doors to the public in November 9, 1976. The idea was first thought of by William S. Paley, chairman of CBS Incorporated, who also provided financing for the project. The museum stores, catalogs, and exhibits thousands of valuable radio and TV programs of the past. Such programs as President Roosevelt's Fireside Chats, The March of Time, and Jack Benny's radio shows are already available, along with over 700 others. More than 20,000 programs can be stored in one average-sized room. In addition to viewing and listening opportunities, the museum provides a library, scripts, glasses, and other facilities for study. Perhaps most important of all, the museum's efficient storage techniques assure that these priceless items of Americana that might have been lost otherwise will be saved for posterity.